It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a brand new collegiate-level softball league in Wisconsin.
Sports fans across Wisconsin can spend their summers watching college baseball players compete in the Northwoods League on teams like the La Crosse Loggers and Madison Mallards. This summer, that league is expanding to add softball teams like the La Crosse Steam and Madison Nightmares. WPR's Jenny Peek joined some Nightmares players at the ballpark to get a sense of what to expect from their inaugural season.
I grew up playing softball, so when the Northwoods League announced the launch of a brand new softball division, I knew I had to get in on the action. I left my glove and cleats in the garage and headed to the Duck Pond Ballpark on the north side to meet Madison's newest team. When I got there, the players greeted me and we headed into the dugout, walled off from the wind.
I'm Danielle Lucy. I'll be a sophomore at UW-Madison and I play outfield.
I'm Brooke Steinhorst. I'll be a sophomore at Madison College and I am a pitcher and first baseman.
For most of these players, softball has been their world for the better part of the last decade. Here's Steinhorst.
I have been playing since 9U, and I've played on a lot of different travel ball teams. There's been a couple girls that I've consistently played with, but it's really cool being able to play in college and now be able to play now in the summer in this big team.
I've been playing since I was 9 also, and I've played for like many different teams, subbing, and I've played with a lot of these girls actually. I'm so excited.
Lucy says it's made this season a bit like a homecoming.
I'm excited to be able to play with old teammates again from Madison. I have a lot of girls that I played with in the past.
And while both have been playing for years, the Duck Pond is their biggest stage yet. Here's Steinhorst again.
It is definitely going to be different because I play at the JUCO level, so a lot of the fields and stuff are not this big. And so I'm really excited to play at this bigger of a field and have more audience.
Lucy agrees. She's also excited to get more experience in between college seasons.
Normally girls just practice on their own, so I think this is a great opportunity to get more playing time, live at-bats, and more pitching for the pitchers.
But being on the team is more than just another chance to play. It's about showing young athletes what's possible.
My name's Andrea Jaskowiak, and I'll be a sophomore at the University of Iowa, and I'm a pitcher.
Jaskowiak says playing in the Nightmares provides a chance to connect with younger softball players and celebrates the game at a time when women's sports are having a moment.
I know we have a lot of younger up-and-coming softball players that look up to us, so just for us to kind of establish that as a local group, I feel like that's a big thing for them to look up to.
It's also a way to open fans up to the world of fast-pitch softball.
I'd say softball's a lot faster pace, and there's always something going on in some way, so I feel like when fans come out, they can expect probably some more action overall and a lot of excitement there. And I feel like we also bring a different kind of energy, so it'll be good for them to see.
As for energy, fans can expect cheers and chants at the games, plus some seriously good walk-up songs, like Steinhorst's pick.
My walk-up song for Madison College is Still Fly. Yeah.
WPR's Jenny Peek brought us that story on the Madison Nightmares, one of the new Northwoods League softball teams playing in Wisconsin this summer. And after leaving the teammates behind at the Duck Pond Ballpark, Peek caught up with the Nightmares head coach, Aaron Moore, via Zoom. He says the new league is starting at the perfect time, when more eyes are on women's sports. Moore hopes this is just one more step to expanding players' careers.
It's incredible that to be able to provide opportunities that when you're done with high school and when you're in college or done with college that you don't have to be done playing. That's one of the hardest things that we learned in the pro league is those players were reaching their prime when they were 24, 25, 26. And, you know, unfortunately, so many of these players see their careers end when they're 21 or 22. And having a stepping stone, hopefully, to the pro league that one day comes back, you know, in its full glory would be awesome.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.